We are joined in the media center here in Reading, Pennsylvania, Maple Grove Raceway, race one of the NHRA Countdown, the Mopar Express Lane NHRA Nationals, presented by Pennzoil, with our Pro Stock Motorcycle winner, Jerry Savoie of White Alligator Racing, crew chief Tim Kalungian, tuned him to his second consecutive victory. The first time in Jerry's career you've won back-to-back races following the U.S. Nationals victory. Tremendous day here at the Grove. Jerry, walk us through eliminations.
Well, you know, first round, you never take anybody lightly, especially Hector Sr. He's a wild card, so you got to be on your game. And we had a good run. Fortunately for him, he red lit. And, you know, second round, where we had Karen, right? Yeah.
You had Andrew Hines.
Andrew Hines.
Burn down.
Round. I don't want to forget.
The burn down.
That was a great deal. You know, Andrew and I have been going back and forth, and he has been going in first. And, you know, I didn't look over and look at him and know he was sitting up on the tank, but I could feel it because I saw him and Matt do that before, and Andrew's kind of relaxed. So I said, you know, I'm going to be a nice guy today and go in after a long wait. But it's good for the fans. It's good for our sport, the bike class. Everybody loved it. And we came out on top. And then Karen, you know, we went out there, and Karen's bike is fast, as we all know. She out-qualified me, so... you know, I had to be on my game. And then, you know, in the finals, we had Steve, and we stepped it up. I think, actually, it's not that we stepped it up. I think the conditions changed. They dried out a little bit, and the bike just performed better, you know. So just a great, great day for everyone, my whole team. I don't take any of this credit. Tim and Rick and Freddie and my brother Corey and everybody on the team, they just worked their butts off, and here we are.
11th career victory. Let's open it up to members of the media. Please state your name and affiliation. You got a question for Jerry.
I'll go. Jerry, you have been quoted as saying this: you could be leaving the sport after the season. But what does it mean to potentially win here and potentially, like, this could be your last Wally if you do leave?
Yeah, well, I was just telling Mr. Kevin, you know, at my age, I can still do it. I mean, if you'd see me working at the farm or at home, I'm still 25 years old. Reactions are good. I think, you know, you always want to go out on top. And I was wondering for a while there, if I do retire, will I ever win another one? I really wanted one more, you know, to say that I'd get out. But they didn't count on making the championship, run for the championship or the top 10. I took three races off. And number 12 in Sonoma and ran well and went number 10. And then the spread between number 10 and number 6 was really close. And I told him when we left Indy, if we do good in Indy, we could end up at number 6. And we ended up at number 5. And then today was just a dream day because you had three Harleys in the third round. They all went out. That means you could step up two more rounds, gain a lot of points. Matt Smith went out to a spoiler. We call Steve a spoiler now because he's not in the top 10. So Matt went out, Junior went out, and bam, here we are. No one, not even myself, expected this. It's a great accomplishment, and all the glory goes to God. I really feel that.
All right, I'll continue off of that. You faced Steve Johnson. You said a wild card because – earlier this season, he missed several races as he was working on this program. So could you talk about even having him back in the final round? Because to face him and not face somebody familiar and more prominent right. driver who has been eliminated, that's something different in what the sport and what your category needs.
Well, I said yesterday, Steve and I have battled it out quite a few times, and I said, I don't like running Steve because you never know what you're going to get. I mean, look, he went to 80 in the finals. Hadn't been an 80 all week and went 84, I think, was the fastest, except for qualifying. And in the heat, went to 80. So, you know, like I said, he's a wild card. You never know what to expect out of him. And he's a great racer. He's been out here for many years. I feel for him because he could use a win. You know, he's a great guy and he's great for our sport. So my hat goes off to him.
Jerry, with the win, you are the points leader. Let's talk about the countdown, something you have been through in the past. You've won Indy. You've gone on to win the championship. Now you find yourself as the points leader you just referenced. It's crazy. It has been a season of dominance for the V-Twins, let's face it. But all of a sudden, we got two Suzukis in the final round as the countdown starts. Did you find something? Is there new parts and pieces? What do you attribute your surge in performance to?
Well, the engine performance I attributed to Vance and Hines. They've been working on some stuff. We had crank problems the last couple of years. Everyone knows it. They worked hard over the winter. Mr. Byron, Eddie, Andrew and them got together and went from scratch and looked like they turned it around. And this engine we received in Indy, and Eddie said we need to run it. It was a good engine. So, you know, you can contribute a lot to it. Plus the weather. When it's cold, look the other night, and Angel went a 76. The V-Twins love cold weather. But Matt went 199.58 in the heat, too. So, you know, what they really want and what they really got, I don't know. But the Suzukis do better in hotter weather. And Tim is a great tuner, and he got it together in the, well, I call it smudgy weather. We love smudgy weather, being from Louisiana. So it's I think that's the biggest factor.
Any additional questions for Jerry Savoie? Jerry, congratulations. You are the points leader. You have won Maple Grove, and the countdown awaits. Look ahead to St. Louis for us.
Sir, thank you, Joe, and thanks to everyone out here, and let the games begin.